What can I help you with today? For a long, silent second, the stranger just stood there, his green eyes taking me in like he was trying to decide on what right words to say next. There was a faint crease between his brows, like maybe he wasn't used to hesitating. I was about to make some awkward small talk, because awkward was my specialty, until he finally spoke again.
I was actually looking for...
he started, then trailed off as his gaze flicked downward, like his thought had wandered off without leaving a forwarding address.
Blood.
I blinked at him.
Blood?
I repeated. It came out louder than I intended. Definitely not cool, calm, and collected, like I was trying to portray. The stranger's lips parted, clearly realizing how that sounded. But before he could clarify, my mouth was already 10 steps ahead of my brain.
I'm sorry, I said, tilting my head. Are you a vampire? Should I be worried about a sudden neck-biting situation?
What the hell was I saying? Was that really my attempt at being funny? Before I could fully dissolve into a puddle of humiliation on the floor, he laughed, a warm, low sound that settled somewhere in my chest and decided to stay there.
No,
he said, shaking his head slightly. His smile deepened, subtle but devastating, and my stomach did a neat little somersault.
You're bleeding.
I blinked and followed his gaze. Sure enough, a thin ribbon of crimson trailed down my arm just below the elbow. I must have nicked myself on a broken shard I was clutching. Leave it to me to go from emotional breakdown to flirting to accidental bloodletting in under 5 minutes. Oh, I said ever so intelligently. He frowned slightly, the crease between his brows deepening.
Are you hurt?
It's nothing, just a scratch. Happens all the time around here. Occupational hazard of wrangling flowers and emotional crises. The corner of his mouth twitched like he was trying not to smile again.
Emotional crises?
It's your fault, actually. His expression shifted from amused to alarmed so fast it was almost endearing.
Wait, my fault?
You picked the exact moment to waltz into my shop, I said, waving a hand vaguely at the chaos around me. Right in the middle of my very dramatic, very cinematic, nervous breakdown. It's like interrupting a main character moment. Very rude, you know. He stared at me like he wasn't sure whether to laugh or apologize.
I'm sorry?